Morning to all. Morning to all. This is another Sega segment. Right now, I'm just on my another way to work. Had to drop something because it was a bit of a busy, slow morning today. So, trying to get something in where I can fit it in, you know what I mean? So, let's go ahead and hop in it. Thank you for tuning in to the Love, Sex, and Gaming podcast. That is the LSG for short. We are officially, thank God, on Apple Podcasts, which is weird because it said we was on Apple Podcasts, but I couldn't find the podcast. Couldn't find nothing of it. So, yeah, now we're on a total of like seven podcast channels. Super duper great. I'm glad we're there. I guess we're getting a little bit more popular because getting more views, and appreciate the ones who's coming out listening to us, hearing my soothing man voice, dropping all these gems and knowledges on you. Eventually, I'm going to have some more insight for you as far as becoming a professional gamer and stuff like that. And apparently, from what I talked to in a couple of groups I'm in on Facebook, it's easy, then it's not easy. Or at least it's simple, but it's not simple. It's like trying to become like a professional pro baller, but like half-ass it, almost. I'm not 100% sure. It's kind of a layman's terms of a description of what he gave me. So in order to become like a professional gamer, you got to just work at it. Oh, please rate this podcast 5 stars on Apple iTunes and leave a review. I love the reviews. I need them. I crave them. They make me feel good when I'm alone at night. Please rate it 5 stars. Go ahead and drop in some suggestions. If you want a shout out, we'll definitely be happy to shout you out. Got no problem doing it. You want us to go ahead and push your Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever the fuck it may be, yeah, I'll do it too. It's no fucking problem. All is welcome here to Love, Sex, and Gaming Podcast. But nevertheless, let's go ahead and hop into something. So as far as the whole pro gaming thing, when I was talking to them about, I should have written this down. It just came to me in an idea. So in order to become a pro gamer, basically you got to be good at the game like how anyone could be good at a sport. But you have to be, I don't know if you have to be like exceptionally good. You have to like win tournaments and get like noticed. Then once you're noticed and then your name is out there and stuff, then people will come seek you to join their team. And then the sponsorship at that, so you would initially get paid. I don't know if anyone's going to get as big. I don't even know if Ninja's on the team or not, but it was, I don't keep up with the whole professional game thing. I probably should, but it's just something that never really appealed to me because everyone plays games that I'm not really a fan of. Like, I'm not a fan of fighting games. I don't care for real-time strategy games. Like, maybe with, like, Halo. I remember back in the day, a lot of people were playing Halo Reach and Halo 4 and Halo 5, but everyone always says, oh, they all suck, the game's broken. Every game's fucking broken nowadays. So there's no point in whining about everything when it's half-finished. Back in the day, you didn't have to play for an additional campaign. You just pretty much beat the game, then it's unlocked. Not the case in this one. Not the case in these days. No, I'm going to milk the shit out of you. So, yeah, in order to do that, yeah, you get noticed and people come seek you and they reach out to you and stuff. Don't ever be afraid to network, because networking is pretty much on like everyone's bread and butter on how to do anything. You always want to build a network of people you can trust, not just some randos out in there in the street, even though that's technically what it is. But it's randos that become people that you can know because they have doors that you can't open by yourself. They got the keys. You just need them to open it so you can go through it, if that makes any type of initial sense. There's also programs for like streamers, people who like content creators on Facebook or YouTube or anything like that. Guy named TBH in one of his Hokage Thought episodes. If you ever get the time and you're like really digging for it, like I know I've written it down in the book, but I don't have the book with me at this time because I'm just kind of going off the fly. I'm just trying to stay consistent with my work, if that makes sense. And I guess a lot of people like when I come off and I talk whatever the fuck I'm talking. So or to become that, like there's programs out there that help you get sponsored. And sponsorships is basically what could pay your bills. But these are often need you to have a certain amount of viewers and subscribers in order for you to qualify for these. I don't know if these programs still exist, but I think it was only last year or sometime, maybe sometime mid-year when he was talking about this in his podcast. So I want to say they're probably still up. I will go ahead and find those and still see if those are still up. I know I have them written down somewhere. Like, there's a few of them, just like a handful of them. Things that people just don't tell you, but, you know, you're just trying to get into stuff, but if nobody's reaching out, there's no help. And if you have no idea, then you're never going to know. Kind of like how people get out of college, but they don't know where to look for a job, and it's, you spend like $40,000 on a fucking degree doing whatever, and you can't find a job in your field. That's really fucking painful. So, yeah, that's definitely that one. Furthermore, I guess in an interview on CNN, people who have been quarantined and stuff like that, they're getting to tell their side of the story. And it's looking pretty sad. It's not like terrible sad. Like, it really is. Like, people are like, I can't talk to my family. I can't do anything. I can't go outside. I'm like, you sound like a kid that's on punishment right now. That's what it sounds like in my opinion. But as far as I like, they're not treating you like a criminal, but they're treating you not as a threat. They're not discriminating against you, not as anything else, but they're taking no chances with this. So I would understand if the coronavirus, well, since the coronavirus has became a really big thing nowadays, when people get quarantined or self-quarantined in their home or otherwise, and there's like, there's no chancing it, there's no risking it. We're trying to prevent this spread as much as possible, which is really hard to fucking do, considering that some other people have already caught in it because you shake this one person's hand, and another guy shake this person's hand, and that type of physical contact network goes a long way. They have one guy, I forgot, I think it was a lawyer, he got infected and he didn't know he had it, then he gave it to his entire family, his immediate family in his house, that is, and that spread to a few people. It was like a bombshell, and then that man gave it to his neighbors, and it just kept going from there. It was just like trying to contain that, and on how that will work. And it's like, say you go to a supermarket, then you touch a cart, now that cart's infected, then you gotta clean all the carts. You might even have, I don't know, throwing away all the food. It's like one big massive, it's a mess. It is a mess. My job is gonna start making us work from home soon because of this whole debacle. Am I mad about it? Nah, I just thought it was pretty cool. Never actually had a chance to work from home per se. But, you know, things are different for everybody. Then, let's say. As far as that goes, like, I guess you got to take it with a grain of salt. It is what it is. Nobody's discriminating. Well, like, people are discriminating against other people, at least. I haven't seen it recently on anything or in real life about people just blatantly not liking somebody. Like, I've heard it in my company, but that's just whatever. I can't say anything about it. And it really sucks. You know, it really sucks on how south something can go, and on how that can affect a whole bunch of people. I'm not just talking about like 10 or 100. I mean the tens of thousands of people. That's a lot of people. I got a small town for mine. And I don't mean like a small town where you only got like 100 people in your town. Well, I guess that would be like a tiny town. I'm like, instead you go ahead and you live in a small town, everybody sharing the same girl, man. that's gross. But yeah, the GDC, which is that convention that I was talking about, the game developer conference that I talked about like probably maybe a couple weeks back. Yeah, so they're going to be streaming the canceled content that have taken part because of the whole coronavirus thing. That right there, that's pretty good. because everyone was like, oh no, we're not gonna be able to see anything. I believe you're gonna be able to see something. Like, it's not like nobody wouldn't be able to stream anything. Like, pretty much it's gonna look like a Nintendo Direct, but with probably Xbox or something. I ain't mad about it. A lot of, I guess, then, like, people were talking about how that was gonna happen anyway. But, I don't know, it just seems like if everyone's doing it all at once, you might as well throw everything on YouTube and everyone can watch it whenever they want. Or compared to, like, if you were doing a live stream at an event and it was showcasing everything on the same channel. Which, honestly, I'd still rather have that than somebody else can edit it and chop it up into bite-sized, digestible pieces. And that can go from there. But, yeah, they'll be streaming stuff on Twitch as far as the GDC. Talking about some other cool stuff that's going on in the world. On a lighter note, on a cooler note at that, if you haven't seen, not Castlevania this time, even though I love that damn show, Alucard do some freaky stuff. The show that's based off of a comic book, which honestly, there's a few of those, Lock and Key. Really good book. I found it by accident when I was in the library. I just picked up the whole book. I was like, yeah, I gotta read all of this. This is nuts. So, Lock and Key is about a family that lives in something that's called the Key House. There's a little girl, or not really a little girl. There's someone in a well. I think they're a demon. I may be wrong. They could be a vampire. I forgot how the initial story went, but I know I loved it on, like, the contents of this. So it used to take back, I mean, the story was like, can't say it was like less, it's less modern. It was like, I want to say probably no more, like they had cell phones in the comic. Now what was it? It might have been like early 2000s where this comic book took place. Now they brought it into like the year 2020 or yeah, the year 2020, if not 2019, coming into 2020. It's still pretty freaking good. And it's like, whoa, some stuff, man, some stuff. Like, seeing these keys in, like, real life, it makes me want to go get, like, a key ring and buy all these fucking keys. These are some really cool, dope-ass keys. And there's, like, all types of keys, and all different types of keys do all different types of things. There is the Anywhere key that takes you anywhere you have been in the world. So, if you've been to France once, you just need to see it once. You just need to be there once so you can go there. Ice Cream Parlor, the kid went up in there, and the Ice Cream Parlor was really freaking dope. I just put Bounce on it, and now that's the reason why we didn't even do the show this morning. We both got really, really, really sucked into it. Now, I'm about to be watching this at work as I'm taking these calls. Hopefully, we're not as busy today because I really don't want to take these calls. I don't feel like hooking up everyone's private network so they can go ahead and work from home. I just want to work from home. I don't want to come out of my jammies. I want to wear my sweats all day. I don't know. That doesn't seem too selfish, does it? I want to be in the jammies all day. I think most people do. But other than that, the Call of Duty game, the Warfare game. No, is it Warfare? No. Warzone. Call of Duty Warzone. Yeah, that game looks amazing. I would like to say if you want a game, you don't have money, the free-to-play games are always where it goes and where it needs to be. It's lovely. It's playful. It's something anyone should do. Now, my group that I hang with, all my homeboys, they like playing their shooters and stuff like that. I'm more of a hack and slash type of man myself. I like my Skyrim slice of life or Ninja slice of life. I like slicing niggas' heads off. That's all I really like doing. It looks great and it plays great, and I'm not mad at the game. I haven't downloaded it yet because it's like 85.60 gigs, and I don't got that right now. Like, I downloaded MMOs. I just started playing the Division 2. I caught the Ultimate Edition on sale, so I decided to buy it for my PS4 and my PC. And then later on, my dad gave me a copy. I was like, that's great. So when I go ahead and I get my additional PS4 so I can play with Bounce, because she doesn't like playing on PC. And I don't know. She She'd rather play something on the couch, and then I thought of a way for her to play something. It just requires her to use either her phone or my phone or a spare phone. So that's what we're going to go ahead and make it with. We're going to make do with that. Then, what else? In order to go ahead and play it on the TV, I guess you would use like a Steam Link or something. Not 100% sure on that. Oh, you know what? I should probably look into that. See if Roku has a Steam Link app. That would be amazing. That would be my motherfucking day. Mm-hmm. So, oh yeah, I'm definitely getting off track. I'm so sorry. What else we got on the gaming news? Oh, wow. Well, that's sad. E3 2020 has been canceled. And I'm pretty sure it's because of the coronavirus. The instant you want to have one person with the coronavirus and you got them in one big-ass room. It's like you're just making an incubator for a disease to spread. Oh, man. It's like they're going to be, I'm pretty sure they're going to be streaming that one, too. And that's not so bad. Streaming is whatever, because that's the only way I even watch it. I remember watching E3 on G4 way back when. G4 was definitely the shit, and the tag of the show was something to watch. Oh, man, I wouldn't be mad if they brought back a TV show like that. If they would have brought back G4, it would have been amazing. It still would have been good. I would have watched it. I would have watched that shit like religion. What else? Let's see. Like giving you guys the latest news. This is fun talking about that. Oh, wow. Elon Musk says the Cybertruck is coming to the Gigafactory in Central America. Let's see how that goes. Hopefully it doesn't look like freaking Halo Warthog. Slap a freaking turret on top of it and just go everywhere you want and do like a 360 barrel roll and watch the whole truck explode. Oh, let's see. What else do we have? I'm very unorganized this morning. I'm unorganized every morning. I kind of have things set up so I can just snatch and go. Oh, man. There's a lot. Every time I'm trying to find something else about anything else, I just keep catching, like, the coronavirus news and how events are delayed. Like, we got the New York Auto Show is delayed due to the coronavirus. And I'm just like, yeah, man, that's just how it is. That's just how it's going to be. Nothing we can really do about that one. I guess New York definitely has the higher end of, like, the virus spectrum. There's no getting around that one, ever. See what I can find as far as mobile news. I can't believe it was almost 10 o'clock. Well, can't really find anything that piques interest, but it might pique somebody else's interest. For those of you who don't know, whoopsie. Oh, man. It's so close to reading the article that I just decided to go out. Oh, I need a new phone. So, for those of you who don't know, which I'm pretty sure everyone has already known, that flip phones are definitely a thing. Flip or foldable displays. Honestly, that's very cool, and I like them. So, as far as the Motorola goes, it might be one of the worst ones. Only because it's like the display kind of like peels or something like that in the middle. Like Samsung's doesn't. And that's great. So that means Samsung wins on that end. And it's crazy because Samsung's Z Flip is cheaper than the Moto Razr. People have been having issues as far as like the display bubbling up and like it peeling off from itself. Because it's like a plastic type of material that's used on the screen, and as far as the glass that's on the Z Flip, Something tells me I don't believe that it's fucking glass, but it's apparently like a very thin material that is also glass. I don't know. And like, to me, I guess it's like a mix. Like, they probably was able to meld like a poly glass or something together that was able to flex in such an extreme fashion that it's not going to damage itself. It still might have a crease, but it won't damage itself. Also keeping out debris and anything of the sort. A prototype for a trifold. What was it called? This is the dragon hinge folding phone. It's a cool concept, but it's like dumb thick. Like, after you fold it up, it's like three phones stacked on top of each other. That's honestly not even cool. I don't want to have that. I think that would be pretty much ridiculous. I'd rather have either something that folds up into like a little square, like the Samsung Z Flip or the Razer, if it was better. Like, I honestly wanted that Razer when it came out. My dad was right, though. Don't buy anything right now. You need to wait until like, was it, that phone came out, like, I think last month. Give it, like, 3 more months or so, and the price will go down. Hell, if I'm getting a new iPhone, I think I'm just get the S Max, because I'm honestly not in the mood to go ahead and drop, like, $1,100 or $1,400 on a new phone. I'll spend, like, they got it right now for, like, $400, $500. Don't know why the black costs more than the gold. I thought the gold would have been, like, the higher-end standard, but no, look at me, I'm wrong. I think it's because it's such a popular color and it's more in demand, and that means we can chuck up that price a little bit more. People wanted $600 for the phone, but I was trying to stick into my 256 gigabyte range, because I need a lot of space. I do too much dumb shit on my phone to just have like 64 gigs. Like, oh, you don't do enough, man. I got too many photos, too many movies, too much music. I got too many fucking apps. I use a lot of things. I try to do as much as I can for my phone that is allowed. If I need to use a computer, I would more or less likely use my computer. I know it would more or less be easier to do it on the computer, but I'm always moving. So I'm always trying to, you know, either type something up in a hurry or trying to record something in a hurry, just trying to do something on the fly. And it's kind of hard to do that with a laptop and like stay consistent with it. So, you know, using an iPhone would probably be the better option. Also, there was another phone, for people who don't know. Like, I know there's like a lot of people who probably stay current on the cell phone game, because I guess I do and then I don't. Cell phones are cool, but I wish HTC would come back with phones and LG would do a better job with theirs, because back in the day, LG and HTC used to have like, there used to be like a selection with phones. Now it seems like you have shitty LGs, some Nokia phones that last 10 years past your birthday, and Samsung and Apple. That's how I feel as it is. Like, it's so much little competition that there's no point. And because that there's no point, what's the point of even doing it? You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't do it. I don't want to stick with a Samsung all my life, because I like diversity as far as my electronics go. I like different things. I like being on different type of tech. That's why I can't just stick with my PC. I play PlayStation. I play Nintendo. I don't want to drop money on an Xbox. Like, if there's nothing there for me to do, then there's nothing there for me to do. I'm going to do something else. But I will drop money on anything that has something for me to do. And I understand a lot of people do a lot of different things. Well, so do I. I like to have a very spacious library. And I understand that shit takes time. That's why I bought a Switch. And people say there wasn't going to be any games out for the Switch. Little did you know, I have over 200 games on my Switch. And like over, I got too many games on my PC. That's easy to do. And that's like, you don't need like a whole bunch of high-end AAA fucking titles, games that look gorgeous and then you don't play it anymore. They have very nice indie games, MMOs, free-to-plays, all that shit, racing games on all these platforms. But pretty much, it's just one of those things. But I do apologize for getting that off topic, I do digress. So there is a new phone. I don't believe that it's more expensive than Samsung's phone. It might either be the same amount at that. It's called the Oppo's X2. It is a flagship phone, and it's a beefcake. It does a whole lot, like a whole lot. Over 3,000 pixels, 120 hertz at 3K, all the time. With a curved edge display. Curve. So, well then like the battery can last pretty good. Where's that battery at? Where's the battery? Let me find it. I know it's like I forgot where I seen it. I was watching something about this about this phone's battery beforehand. Anyway, the battery's supposed to last a very long time. Like, it has good battery life. Also, it has 3D face unlocking system, so that's cool. Motorized module rose up from behind the screen. That's really cool as well. It still has the fingerprint scanner behind the glass, Sonic stuff. So that's always so lovely. Then what else do we got here? That's it for that phone. Like, I'm pretty sure there's other phones and yes, with higher specs and stuff like that, but at the same time, how much are you willing to pay on the phone? That's something I would like to know. What would you pay on the phone? Motherfuckers nowadays drop thousands of dollars for a new phone, and there's no point of doing it at all. I just don't see it. What's the point of buying a new phone? Well, spending like $30-something, over $1,000 on a phone. The phone itself is just too much. Way too much. Yes, it folds. Yes, it has like probably a half a terabyte of space. But, even the low end of phones have the same amount of specs, but just like less memory. It's just too much for me to handle. The price to me is like way too much. And then like your bill is like extremely high. Everything's becoming more and more expensive. And I'm not okay with it because I'm very, very cheap. I'd rather have something that costs about $700. I'd rather spend $700 on a device than spend like $1,400, $1,500, $2,000. I think the Samsung Fold was like $3,000 or $4,000. That's too much. That's way too much for me. Let's see if I can find you guys any deals. I don't know if there's any new deals going on right now. It's always good to check, you know what I mean? Game deals are definitely where it's at. I'd rather go ahead and give you guys like the best deals on the market than just leaving you hanging like, hey, let's go ahead and get this from fucking GameStop. GameStop changed their rules up, and I'm honestly not a fan about it. Because honestly, everyone would go there for a used game, and now going there for a used game is very fucking useless. Now you get a discount. They basically take care of the taxes themselves for a new game. And yeah, it's just not where it's at. As far as like product goes, well, not like the games. It's not like the games suck. It's just like now you want a bargain shop. You really can't bargain shop with games anymore. As far as like physical copies, now everything's getting to like that actual we only do digital thing, or digital content is becoming the absolute norm. I'm not a fan. It's just different, you know? Back in the day, it was always physical copies and stuff. Like, if you bought something digital, that means you really like the game. But nowadays, it's just becoming the norm. You can get the digital copy for way less than you would buy it in the stores. Yeah, man. But looks like I'm gonna have to look up them sales later. It's about that time. I'm gonna go ahead and try to find me something to eat for my lunch today. And then we shall talk again, hopefully tonight, if anyone has the energy. Well, thank you. This has been another Sega segment on the LSG Love Game, Love Sex and Gaming podcast. I'm sorry. And I hope everyone here has a good one. And as always, be safe, wash your hands, wash your ass. Love, peace, and chicken grease.